meeting. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Liberty and justice for all. Short version.
Okay, then.
Wow.
That was quick.
Amen. Okay, item three, public comments and announcements. Is there anybody here in the forum that wants to speak? There are none. Anybody from the board? Hearing none, we'll close public comments. Item four, regular agenda. 4.1, discussion and possible action to approve the February 20, 2025 regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting minutes.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve those minutes.
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve, second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
4.2, discussion and possible action to approve the March 4th, 2025 special meeting, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
I didn't vote. I was not here for that meeting. 4.3, discussion and action regarding the proposed replat of Lot 7A, Block 130, Pottery Beach Subdivision, Section 9, to create two lots into one.
Yes, good afternoon. Ed Sanchez, Public Works Director. So this is the preliminary plat. They're proposing two lots into one. It's on the northwest corner of Laguna Boulevard and Saturn Lane. There are no improvements that are required. So it's a fast track, so preliminary and final get approved at the same time. The zoning is B district. And this is the final plat. There's three options you can do. You can approve it with conditions, or deny. It meets all the requirements, so staff recommends approval with conditions because it's missing the signatures.
Okay, we don't have the final plat.
We have the final plat, but just that they're missing some signatures.
Oh, signatures, I'm sorry, okay.
So you said both lots are the same zone?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think they're doing it because of the GLO over the Army Corps. They're making it that to develop, they can only have one lot.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Also, with the condition that they get the signatures.
With that condition?
Then I'll second it.
Okay. A motion and a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
4.4, discussion and action regarding the proposed replat of Lot 26A and B, Block 47, Pottery Beach Subdivision, Section 4, to create one lot into two townhome lots.
Yes, this is located on East Amberjack. They are creating two townhome lots. There is no improvements that are required. The preliminary and final can get fast-tracked. And this is, zoning is a B2. And this is the final plat. It meets all the requirements. It has all the signatures, and staff recommends approval.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve, seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
One point I want to make, and that's this one and the next three. where we're creating two lots, but in the discussion above, these are already referred to as Lot 26A and B. Is that a future?
This is the new subdivision name. Maybe it's a little bit different from what Martha has put before, but this is the official subdivision name that will be recorded with with the Cameron CAD and...
After it's done.
Yeah, after it's...
Right,
yeah.
Right. And, okay, all right.
Okay, so actually it should be...
Yeah. 4-5, discussion and action regarding the proposed replat of Lot 4A and 4B, Block 10, the Shore Subdivision, Marina Village Phase, Section 2, to create one lot into two lots.
Yes, so this is a big lot, and they're trying to create two lots of out of the south side of Marina Drive. There is no improvements that are required. It's also a fast-track plat. The zoning is PDD in the Shores. It meets all the requirements of, and staff recommends approval.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion and second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay. Where did we get to? Four, six, discussion and action regarding the proposed replat of Lot 5A, 5B, 6A, and 6B, Block 87, Pottery Beach, Section 6, Subdivision, to create two lots into four lots.
Yes, this is located in the E-District, which is townhomes. It's basically two lots, and they're dividing it into... in the middle to create four lots. This is north of West Atoll, and there are no improvements in fast-tracked preliminary and final. It meets all the requirements, and staff recommends approval.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
And second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. 4-7, discussion and action regarding the proposed replat of 12A, Block 14, Pottery Beach, Section 2, Subdivision, to create four lots into one lot.
Yeah, so these are existing four lots that are trying to create one lot for that development that was approved. It's south of West Sheepshead. There are no improvements required, fast-tracked with preliminary and final. This is located in two zones. It's Potter Boulevard South and Entertainment District Zone. So the zoning is going to remain the same, but the specifications based on the building is going to be based on where it's located. So it meets all the requirements, and staff recommends approval.
Okay, Alex, did we not hear this case prior?
Yes, they asked for a variance on the width of the driveway, and I don't remember what else, but...
Well, it wasn't necessarily a hardship, but there was the issue with the AEP with their tower that denied them two parking spots, and this committee, we did approve.
No, that was a separate one. This one was for the... They're going to access Sheepshead for the entire width of the property. For the parking?
They'll have a Sheepshead address?
Don't remember.
Or a Padre address.
I think it has a Padre address.
It's a Padre Boulevard address.
Okay.
Okay. So what we approved before was the extension of the driveway on Sheepshead.
Yeah, because they're limited to 24 feet wide driveway, and then they came in to ask for the whole width of the driveway.
And that was approved, as I recall.
Yeah, that was approved, yes.
Okay.
So they're just basically doing the official plat so right. They can build the building.
Okay.
And, you know, if you had lots, then the setbacks were...
Right.
Based on a lot, so they're making
exactly.
One lot.
Okay, motion to approve.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Question for you. I think we need to also put in there that the zoning has to be maintained because it's two different zones.
Yeah, the zoning is going to be maintained.
We usually do that. We all right. Specify that
but
the
in
zoning
that, in
must be maintained.
Considering those two zoning types, they're not in conflict at all with one another.
No,
but
keeps it simple.
But if they wanted to change zoning, then it would have to
At this point, the zoning be maintained. That's what we're looking for, right?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, you want to make a motion? Or?
Motion. A motion to approve.
I just asked him.
Okay.
To include the keeping the zoning. You want to include that?
Yeah, I'll include that.
Okay, so I'll second it then.
Okay. Motion. Approve and second. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Motion carries. 4-8, discussion and action regarding a specific use permit for the proposed use of an outdoor amusement or theme park establishment to be located at 2311 Padre Boulevard, which is Lot 6, Block 36, Padre Beach Subdivision, Section 3 and 4.
Yeah, this property was already approved for a special use permit. The thing was that they asked that they, in the initial was that they said they were going to do two rides. Now they want to do three rides. So in this district, it's allowed to do an amusement park outside. It's just that at that point, I guess they mentioned it was only two. Now they're going to do an extra one. In the original, they had a similar ride because they had three options, and there was a ride almost similar to this one on the first application. But if you want more information, I think the owners are here.
Okay. Hi. My name is Yuda, and in a general, I didn't think I'm going to need another permit to do that, to put a third ride, because we are in the boundary of the property. I mean, the place is for amusement ride. We put it in a place that's not doesn't bother anybody. And after I bought it, and I was, you know, some of it is my fault. I didn't mention it to the city. We finished the ride. I don't see it going to, you know, it's in the area that doesn't bother anybody. Actually, I have a better picture so you guys can see it. Yeah, I forgot. So you see, it doesn't bother anybody. You know, we still have room for the people to go around, and of course, I'm going to need to meet all the requirement for the building, you know. But first of all, I need you. I'm asking you guys, please, to approve it, and I don't see any problem with. And still, you know, it looks nice over there. It doesn't bother anybody. It's in the right place.
Alex, I have some questions for you with special use permits, because they're new to me, or specific use permit. What are the things that are taken into consideration? Like, is there a setback on the ride from the building? Is that required? Is there extra parking required? Are there extra restrooms required for this extra ride? Are there safety things that have to be put in a specific use permit? I'm very naive when it comes to what is required in that permit.
In the Padre Boulevard Entertainment District code, it's based on the building size. So it's not based on rights. There is on our chapter 20, there is a specification for outdoor amusement that P&Z would determine the amount of parking that's required. But in this case, it's in a different zone, so it's based on the size of the building. They do have a building. They have a restroom in there, if I recall.
Two restrooms. It's a small building, about, 800 square foot in the front of the property on...
Okay, I know. I'm familiar with the building.
So based on that building, we determine how many parking spaces, and they actually, I think they had more than was required. We did look at the rides. We kind of assumed maybe three or four families, maybe. At that point, that might want to use the ride. But at that point, it's just based on the building. Now, setbacks, it's not a building, So the setbacks, it's really based on the manufacturer.
Okay.
And it's very safety. You know, if you see the, they have like railing all around, nobody can get into it, like the other two rides that I have already. Far as the ride safety, it's very safe. It's, we had the people from Italy, that the one built it. I mean, the, all those rides came from Italy, the builder from Italy came in, they put it together, make sure everything's okay. We also have like tomorrow, an example, they have the state, you know, they have to approve that too, to in order to, for us to run it. You know, we cannot just put it and run it. We're not gonna do that because we have to have like, every year they're gonna come and do the ADT call to make sure all the metal's still good, you know, with the weather we have. And they did for the two old ride already. And they're coming tomorrow to make sure everything right. We also have fire safety rules. You know, you cannot go, you know, on special height on this ride. This ride take only 8 person at a time. And it's because it go all around. It's not the, no, this is go like.
Up, it, up in the air and down?
It's called Mini Dance 360.
Yeah, 360,
that's the name
yeah.
of it. And far as, you know, what we have already from last year, we have no problem whatsoever, no accident, no any problem. I mean, we're trying to, I mean, we're not trying. We are running it very, very, very safe, far as safety. So it's anchored to the floor. It's a between the two buildings. I don't think we're going to have any problem whatsoever.
You know, we're not the safety commission, and
no, I'm just.
I believe you.
You.
I believe you.
Yeah.
You run a safe class deal. I just want to advise that in the future, if you think you're allowed, don't come.
I learned my lesson this
come,
time.
Come to the city. No, no.
I learned my lessons this time, trust
okay.
me.
Well,
it will never happen
in
again.
In the future, let's not have these conversations. Come to the city, and we'll stay out of it. Okay.
I promise you, I learned my lesson.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
It will never happen again. I promise you.
Just for my curiosity, is there a penalty for violating a specific use permit?
We will charge them for not getting the permit beforehand.
Okay. Double the permit fee.
No. We'll state your name, please.
Filiberto Alba, building official. The only penalties that we can issue would be double the permit fee based on the project valuation or a $200 fine, whichever is greater. So in this case, I'm sure it's going to be double the permit fee.
And that will be enforced. Okay. Well, lesson learned. Okay.
So are you going to issue a permit fine for this?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Since a stop work order was placed on Mr. Yuda's location, we are obligated to charge double the permit fee.
Okay.
And is the special permit we're issuing, going to vote on today, is that for just one more ride, or is that?
Well, then we have to determine it. But it is a specific use permit. That's what exactly it means. It's for a specific use. It can't be violated just arbitrarily.
Mm-hmm.
So, based on the fact that the city is fully aware of everything, the thing is sitting there. So I'm going to make a motion. We approve it.
I make a motion. It's approved for just the one more ride.
Just for one more ride.
This ride exists now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we have a motion to approve it with just for one more ride only, right. And no other.
I might cannot fit one more ride.
Yeah. Talk about the one that's already there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good motion and
second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
You bet. Okay. Item 5, we are adjourned.